Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 2017 presentation from Tethys. Let's continue with slide two and go straight for the presentation. Highlights Q4. I think to summarize, this is probably one, if not the strongest report when it comes to future growth that we have ever presented. The main highlights, of course, are, one, the continued strong cash generation from the current production, which enables us to now make quite a large distribution to shareholders, more than $25 million, that we are quite confident will leave us with more than sufficient cash to carry out what we hope should be continued growth for the company. That growth is not the least illustrated by the advent of 2C contingent resources for the first time since 2011. The three exploration wells we drilled, near-field exploration wells that we drilled in 2017, thus has resulted in more than 17 million barrels of 2C contingent resources, where the sole contingency is the completion of the appraisal program and the formal presentation of field development plans. Long-term production tests are ongoing on all three discoveries. They're already contributing to our production, and of course, that will be one of the major focuses for the year, is to bring these into fields to be fully developed. Otherwise, all numbers point in the right direction. Oil prices, of course, were a lot higher in the fourth quarter than they were earlier. Production was down a little bit, but the reserve replacement ratio, I think for the seventh year in a row, more than 100%. I think the main message for this report is that, yes, we maintain a good cash generator, and we are also a strong growth case. For the first time, we've actually been able to put some numbers on the exploration upside that we see. That number is the 2C contingent resources of 17 million barrels. Let's turn to slide number three, the asset base. Pretty much as it was a quarter ago, with one quite significant addition, and that's the Block 49 in Oman that we were awarded in November with Tethys as operator. Apart from the cash generation, the contingent resources and reserve replacement, we now also operators of our own block in Oman, Block 49, which is more of a frontier block, but has all the necessary ingredients for us to take it seriously. Known petroleum system, nine wells drilled on the block, several with oil reported, no commercial discoveries made, and a sizable amount of seismic to pick through. Turning to the next slide, capital structure target. Well, we are reiterating that in the long term, we are not cash hoarders. We want to distribute excess cash to shareholders. With the strengthening of the oil price and with the large amount of cash we've had on our balance sheet and having cleaned up the balance sheet a little bit in the course of 2017, we are quite confident that we can make this $25 million distribution to shareholders and have more than enough cash and cash generation also if oil prices should fall to meet all our commitments and including bringing the new discoveries into production. Again, here it's worth pointing out that the three new discoveries are all close to producing fields and within the existing infrastructure. We are not looking at vast cash outlays to bring them into full production. Turning to the reserves, it's quite a pleasant slide, really. We started the year with 21.4 million barrels of 2P reserves. We produced 4.4 million barrels. We discovered 4.9 million barrels, and we got a positive net revision of 0.2 million barrels, concluding the year at 22 million barrels of 2P. We have seen similar increases in both the 1P and 3P category. New areas contributed 3.4 million barrels of 2P reserves. The rest was coming from one new structure within the Shahad field and the four or five new fault blocks we drilled on, along the fire trend. But of course, the new areas are considerably more significant than those 3.4, and that's evident from the next slide, the one with the present name of continued resources at December 31st, 2017, where we see a 2C number of 17.3 million barrels. And this, as I mentioned, is the first time since 2011 where we've actually had continued resources that we have presented. They relate to the three discoveries, the Irfan, Ulfa, and Samba discoveries, made virtually one a quarter in 2017. They've been going through long-term production tests. Initial results have been a little bit up and down, but when we got all the data together towards the end of the year, we could conclude that they are actually quite significant discoveries, and that they are performing well on the long-term production tests, resulting in these quite substantial 2C resources, not to mention the 3C, of course, of 27.3. What we're waiting for is for the early appraisal to be completed, which will result in field development plans. And once those are approved and agreed, we expect the bulk of these resources to turn into reserves. And of course, eventually, they will also turn into production. As mentioned in the report, for 2018, we expect production, most of the production to come from the now existing fields. But later this year, and especially later years, we would expect these three discoveries to take over more and more of the production for the future. Turning to slide development of reserves, blocks 3 and 4, this is really just a summary of, while we have produced 4 million barrels plus for the last years, we have still continued to build reserves and resource base. And this is all from proved probable producing reserves, and now from the continued resources to be put into production. And this is the near field surrounding the producing fields and areas nearby. We will look in more detail as to what we think about the future and the exploration potential of Blocks 3 and 4 a little bit later. Production has been reasonably flat for the year. That's partly inspired by Oman joining OPEC in certain production limitations, where we have some guidance that we should maybe not produce more than we did last year. We took this opportunity to make some upgrades, increase the work overload of the particular Farah wells. We also had a little bit of rig shortage there for a while and got a backlog on Farah wells. But we have replaced pumps and are doing a lot of this general maintenance work. In particular, the older parts of both the Shahad and the Farah fields are in need of. And that has seen production drop a little bit in the fourth quarter. We believe production could strengthen for 2018, but we also understand that Oman and OPEC still have agreed to try and keep production at certain limits. And we guide, both for technical and those reasons, a production for the year of 11,000 to 30,000 barrels of oil per day, which we believe will be quite sufficient to continue our cash generation and, more importantly, give enough cash to fund the rather ambitious work program we have for 2018. On that note, we turn into the more detailed analysis of the fourth quarter and to comment on our production for the fourth quarter and the other financial numbers. I would like to leave the floor to our CFO, Mr. Jesper Alm. Jesper, please.
Thank you, Magnus, and good morning, everyone. I'm turning to page 9 on production, and as Magnus already has Fed. We saw a slight decrease in production during Q4, with an average number for the quarter of 11,600. That included December of 11,300, which was the lowest, and now in January, we reported the production number yesterday at 11,587. So the December month was the lowest we've seen in quite some time. Parts of the reduced production, or the production, has been impacted by ongoing mechanical upgrades and repairs, and we've seen a shortage of workover capacity, primarily relating to changing of pumps, etc., and that will be handled during 2018. We've also seen that the water injection at parts of the Shahad fields have not responded as well as expected. I'm turning to page 10, sold barrels. During Q4, we sold slightly more barrels than what we produced. We went from an underlift position to an overlift position at year-end and quarter-end. That position is 36,000 barrels. Turning to page 11 on price development. Well, 2017 has been fairly volatile when it comes to oil prices. We saw a peak in mid-year and the low levels at Q3, and a return during Q4 to higher prices. And here it's important to point out that we sell our oil with a 2-month delay in achieved oil price. So the increase in Brent price that we saw, especially in December, that will be benefiting us during Q1. The average price during Q4 was 11% higher than for Q3, and we expect that to further improve during Q1. Turning to page 12, revenue. Quarter-on-quarter, we saw an increase of 6% to $30.1 million. That is mainly due to the increase in oil price and despite the lower production. Revenue year-on-year increased by 37%. Expenses, page 13. The trend continued with operating expenses declining or decreasing. And we ended the year at around $35 million, with administrative expenses fairly flat at $5.9. On a quarterly basis, operating expenses came down from $9.2 to $9 million. That's a decrease in absolute terms and primarily related to the lower production. On page 14, we see that on a per barrel level, there was a slight increase in the OpEx per barrel from 8.1 to 8.4, with a yearly average during 2017 of 7.9. And we've seen the OpEx per barrel trending down over the years, and we're probably in an area where we'll continue to be going forward. The netback is up 14% compared to the last quarter, and the oil price influences the netback a lot, and we hope to see a very good improvement during Q1 due to the higher oil prices. Moving on to EBITDA of close to 20 million for the quarter compared to 18 in Q3, which is 8% up. Year-on-year, the increase in EBITDA was 78%, and the margin was at a healthy 65% during Q4. Balance sheet, page 16. Net cash position of 42 million compared to 47 at the end of Q3. During Q4, we've paid around $15 million relating to costs previously accounted for but not cash called. So we've reduced the working capital, had a negative development. The accounts payable and other liabilities, if we compare that number at end of 16, was 31 million. At the end of Q3, it was 20 million, and at the end of 17, it was 6 million. So it shows what we've paid throughout the year in paying the liability to the operator. Moving on to the oil and gas investments. The total number for 17 is slightly lower than for 16, and we've seen some volatility on the quarterly numbers, with Q4 ending at 8 million in investments. We're now guiding CapEx for the first time for the year 2018, and we expect that amount to be in the range of 53 to 62 million. And that includes deferred investments from 17 as well. Underlying, we see a slight increase in the activity on Block 3 and 4, and we have also now added Block 49, which is included in the investments going forward and also in the guidance range. And what did we get for the investment amount during the quarter? We drilled 8 new wells. And part of these were exploration wells, which normally take a bit longer. And that's the main reason why we've seen the lowest number of wells during 17 in Q4. With that, I hand over to Magnus again to perhaps talk about the interesting future. Magnus.
Thank you, Jesper. Well, indeed, as you've heard and learned from Jesper, the financial strength of the company remains quite robust, and of course, somewhere we need to spend all the money we generate, apart from that which we share with you, our dear investors. So let's gather around slide 19. What we see here is Block 3 and 4. We have the Indian Ocean and the Gulf of Oman to the right, where we go offshore, where we have no interest whatsoever. And then we have the green stuff are our producing oil fields. The blue line is the boundaries, the concession area, Block 3 on top, Block 4 below. And the red lines show where we have the 3D seismic coverage that we have acquired so far. The red line. And the green stuff is our producing fields. One obvious feature is the Farha South field, which is really a string of consecutive fault blocks that are, some are oil bearing, some are not. But as you know, we are down at an almost 90% success rate in that we from 3D seismic have uncovered the keys for which fault blocks are perspective or not. A field that's been in production, and is our mainstay production, has been since 2011. We are slowly running out of fault blocks, and that means that we are quite happy with the discoveries we made this year, which have been primarily in the carbonates. The Fara is a sandstone reservoir in the carbonates, similar to the Sawan field and the Shahad field. Sawan is really just one structure. It's the little green dot over in block four, right next to actually the Erfan well. That's a rather larger structure, which is one of the new discoveries. We have the Shahad field, which is a cluster of related structures, possibly one large oil field with a lot of heavy oil in it, and some sweet spots of light oil, which we are now producing. And then we have the Ulfa and the Selma discoveries that are actually between Farha and Shahad, between blocks between blocks 3 and 4. And needless to say, that has that area has been quite upgraded now from the discoveries. If we turn to slide 20, we have a little bit of a close-up. That's Sawan and Erfan to the far right, and far, of course, being the big structure in the elongated structure that we see coming down from the north. We still have some upside in the Shahad field, near the Shahad field. All these yellow dots, yellow structures, are prospects that we expect to drill over the next year and possibly the next couple of years. But more importantly, we have 2D seismic coverage to the right of the area. That's the checklet area is where we are now conducting a new 3D seismic study. We have some 10 leads based on the 2D, including targets in the Barrick that would correspond to possibly a similar trend to Farah, but also a number of carbonate structures. And needless to say, we hope to firm up most of these leads to drillable prospects based on the 3D seismic that we are currently collecting. And taking into account that three discoveries last year gave us as much as 17 million barrels of 2C, we, of course, have pretty high hopes for what we may be able to uncover in this new seismic area, in addition to other near-field opportunities that we have in the already defined structures, prospects. So I suppose the most important message here is that we have been talking about all these additional prospectivity we have in Blocks 3 and 4, but we haven't really been able to quantify it until today, when we are able to show that the Erfan, Ulfa, and Zama discoveries last year, apart from 3-4 million barrels of reserves, also yielded as much as 70 million 2C continuing resources. So we are quite interested in continue mapping the area and see what kind of prospectivity we can get out of the leads that we hope to bring into prospects from the new seismic coverage. And, of course, this is all near existing infrastructure. We have the main processing platform, processing facilities, you know, platforms in Bironsho, in the Farah and Sawan areas. We have the pipelines in place. Flow lines and additional pipelines are reasonably cheap investments, and in particular, they can be done in a speedy fashion. So we will look forward to being able to continue our investments here and upgrading the infrastructure while at the same time bringing the discoveries close to full production. Going back to the big picture and looking at slide 21 for a second, if we leave the near field area between, which is now the Erfan at the southern end, and the top of the Farah airfield in the north end, we have some 8-10 prospects within the 3D seismic area, We have some 10 leads within the new, with the previous assets being acquired that we hope to upgrade to prospects. Within the south of the block, we also have a number of leads and a few prospects. And in the very edge of block four, in the 3D, in the end of the 3D seismic area, we are currently drilling the Lucia 1 well, which, if it comes in, of course, would increase the prospectivity of the southern part and that entire cluster of leads that we have in the southern part of block four. Should Lucia be a discovery, of course, we would hope to apart from the prospects we already have down there, to upgrade several of those leads also in three-level prospects, and hopefully we would have a complete new region of the prospectivity within Box 3 and 4. That, of course, would be a little bit further away from infrastructure, and we would most likely have a slightly higher development cost if we were successful in this part of the block. But all in all, to sum up, we believe there is still a lot of prospectivity left, and we are looking forward to some very exciting years now when exploration has kicked off again, for the first time in really 4 or 5 years. We're looking forward to a very exciting exploration period in Box 3 and 4. So to conclude, Block 49, Site 22, our own block, we have 100%. It's a pretty large block, 15,000 square kilometers, and if you compare it to blocks 3 and 4, you can see that it is about half that size. But actually, it turns Tethys into the largest acreage holder in Oman after PDL, which is partly state-owned, but before such players as Oxy and Shell proper outside of PDL. It's more of a frontier block, and it's also actually a different basin than what we have in 3 and 4. It borders Saudi Arabia. Several previous operators have had it, 9 wells drilled, several oil shows, more than 11,000 kilometers of 2D seismic data. So it's very much strong similarities to 3 and 4, at least in our opinion. Data suggests the petroleum system is present, as was the case in 3 and 4. The previous operators seem to have chased just one play that clearly doesn't work. We believe there are a number of other play concepts and a number of other explanations why previous operators have failed. And we have started fieldwork. We have started a detailed analysis of the whole data. And, of course, we hope to bring some drillable prospects into this block over the next year or so. And we are quite optimistic with see if we can turn it into something similar to 3 and 4. Still early days, but we are optimistic with what we have seen so far. And, of course, it's not least significant that we operate this ourselves with 100% interest. We have, of course, every opportunity of getting partners should we so wish as we mature the block. And turning to the last page today, slide 23, let's conclude that strong finances, strong cash generation, and this year, this quarter, actually also a strong bottom line. Increased base of reserves and resources, the most significant part from the triple R, of course, always very nice, but the significant part is really the continued resources. And, of course, the upgrade to the prospectivity of the blocks, and not least with the new ongoing 3D seismic study that we have to yield a number of interesting prospects to be drilled, hopefully shortly. We expect to invest more than $50 million in Oman this year. Most of it for Gulf of Box 3 and 4, some to develop the new discoveries, some to upgrade infrastructure, some to keep the Farah and Shahad fields going. And we hope to produce some 11,000 to 13,000 barrels of oil per day, which is a level we are quite happy with. It should give us enough cash to follow our distribution program to shareholders, and certainly enough cash also to maintain the investment levels, both on blocks 3 and 4 and 49. And we haven't given up on other ventures either. We are still actively looking if something interesting should come our way. On that note, I would like to thank you for listening. And I would like to invite questions, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you will enter a queue. After you are announced, please ask your question. And our first question comes from the line of Theodore Nielsen from SP1 Markets. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good morning, guys, and thanks for taking my question. Two questions for me. First, on the production and capex, you're guiding a slightly higher capex for 2018 compared to 17, and also expect to keep production flattish. So I just wonder, given the 2018 capex, what would be like the production capacity for 2018, and second question, on working capital, do you expect any reversal of the working capital changes we saw in fourth quarter in for the first quarter 2018? Thank you.
Thank you, Theodore. Jesper, do you want to answer Theodore's question?
Yep. Why not? Start with the working capital changes. No, we do not expect a reversal in Q1 of the payment made in Q4. That was settling of older other current liabilities, and that level is now down to 6 million at year end. On the production capacity, we do not guide production capacity. We guide what our expected production is for the year. Production capacity is obviously relevant, but under the current situation with OPEC, non-OPEC production cuts, we focus on what we expect to be producing instead of the capacity.
Okay, that's fair. So, but just to follow up on that one, assuming that you in 2018 would have invested the same amount as you did in 2017, would you then be able to still produce 11 to 13,000 barrels per day?
That is a fair assumption, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, just if I can clarify on the capex, bear in mind that we now also have exploration, an exploration asset in Block 49. That should we be successful in our exploration program, production from that will be sometime in the future and not during 2018.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Carl Fredrik Pedersen from ABG. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. Just a follow-up to Theodore's question. First of all, how much of the capital will be directed towards exploration and how much is for developing your current producing assets? In addition, what is the timing of the capex throughout the year? Would it be front and loaded, or is it more toward or split evenly across the quarters? And then lastly, if the OPEC non-OPEC production cut would be lifted, how would your production profile look like then? Would you assume an increase in production, or would you expect production levels to remain flat?
Yes, do you want to continue?
The investments and the split on exploration and development. what we have is an investment program utilizing the rigs we have on contracts. So there is the investment program also throughout the year is dynamic due to factors that become known throughout the year. So we do not separate exploration from development when we guide the CapEx because the investment program is partly dynamic and may change throughout the year. On the timing of the investments, we expect it to be fairly flat over the quarters. The Block 49 investments at some point in time will include a seismic program, be that late 18 or 19. It's obviously within the range. Should that occur, that could be a hike in Q4. Should the program be carried out in Q4? So that is to be seen throughout the year, depending on the ongoing GNG studies and obviously crew availability and all that throughout the year, towards the end of the year. And did that cover your questions?
Yes, so the last question was in terms of how do you envision the production profile is if the production cuts were to be lifted. Would that be a flat production or would you assume production to increase?
Well, during the year we expect to develop the three new discoveries. If that turns out according to expectations, we would see an increase of production from the new discoveries as the wells are drilled throughout the year within potential increase towards the end of the year then with more wells having been drilled.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And as there are no further audio questions, I'll return the conference to our speakers.
Well, thank you very much. Just an overall comment on the production guidance. It is difficult for us to guide when we actually have a potential limitation, and we don't really want to speculate in what's going to happen there. But as Jesper said, of course, we are, and then also the work program for the year is of course partly influenced by what we believe we can expect. So we stand by our guidance, and should the world around us change in a significant way, we may possibly have to guide differently. But as of today, our guidance for 2018 is between 11,000 and 13,000 barrels of oil per day. And stay tuned for any updates. But thank you so much for listening in.